I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I used to know this guy, and maybe you know him too, and he would do this silly thing. He tried to live his entire life all at once, even before breakfast. It was amazing. He got up in the morning. He was exhausted already. You know, have you ever gotten out of bed and you're like, oh my God, how am I so tired still? I just was asleep. But it wasn't like he was tired from work. He was tired because he was constantly imagining. And before he had his coffee, he had finished his entire career. He had just thought it all the way through. He had ruined his marriage. He had disappointed his kids. He had completely blown through his retirement and failed spectacularly at something that he hadn't even attempted yet, all by 12 minutes after 7 in the morning. Some people called it thinking ahead, but it was actually a form of really self-harassment. He believed it was wise to ask enormous questions, to ask the biggest questions at the most inopportune times. While he's brushing his teeth, he would think, will this choice define me forever? As he was going through his email, he would ask, is this who I'm meant to be? He'd tie his shoes and he'd think, gosh, am I wasting my entire life? So naturally, he's exhausted. And naturally, not getting a lot done. And he just loved asking himself, can I do this for the rest of my life? It's a pretty remarkable question considering he hadn't even done it for an afternoon yet. He's just still stuck in the morning. It's kind of like refusing to take that one step because you're unsure if you can walk all the way to Mars. Now, the wiser people among us, very rare creatures, take a different approach to life. They don't attempt to eat the entire Thanksgiving turkey in one bite. They don't read the final chapter before finishing the first page. They don't demand guarantees from the future like a petulant child demanding dessert before dinner or demanding dessert after breakfast, as my children oftentimes do. But they ask, what is mine to do today? And then, this is the shocking part, they do it. I know, crazy. The unfortunate people among us believe that imagining your whole life at once is a sign of seriousness, of earnestness, but it's not. It's a sign of confusing anxiety for wisdom. The universe does not reward that behavior. It just watches you quietly while you just spin yourself up in circles and circles and circles until you eventually fall down from exhaustion. And the irony in this is, no meaningful life was ever built all at once. Lives are constructed the way that buildings or barns are constructed. One beam, one nail, one honest day's work. And anyone standing around asking whether that barn or that building will last 100 years has never really lifted a hammer or driven a nail. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, allow me to offer a radical prescription. Stop trying to live your whole life today. Live this hour, then the next, and then repeat. History suggests this method works surprisingly well. So if you find yourself disturbed by the future, exhausted by possibility, or paralyzed by the scale of all of it, congratulations. You, friend, are a human being. So put the future down. It'll still be there an hour from now, certainly tomorrow, waiting patiently, as the future always has. Marcus Aurelius said, "Do not disturb yourself by imagining your whole life at once." And that's what this is all about. Most people don't fail because they're lazy. They don't fail because they're overwhelmed. They fail because they're trying to imagine their whole career, their whole financial life, their whole parenting endeavor, experience. They think about every mistake that they could make, every outcome that's outside of their control. And then, not surprisingly, they don't do anything at all. Because how could you? How could I possibly take a step, the next step, if I am so spun up thinking about all of those things? So what I'm not advocating that you do is lower your ambition. What I'm advocating that you do is you focus on the proper, the correct horizon.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
We zoom out way too far, way too fast. We ask those questions, like I was talking about of my friend, can I do this forever? What if it doesn't work? What if I fail 10 years from now? What if I choose wrong? These are theoretically thoughtful questions, but they are self-inflicted psychological noise, because no human being is designed, meant, able to carry an entire lifetime all at once in your head. That's how we freeze. That's how we numb. That's how we scroll through social media instead of actually acting. So here's the truth. You don't live your whole life. You live today. You live this season of your life, this chapter, this rep. Our friend Sisyphus didn't push the boulder for eternity. He pushed it today. Maslow didn't self-actualize forever. He showed up again. Meaning is found and built in manageable frames and containers, not sweeping grand fantasies. So we have to shrink that horizon, shrink your time horizon. What matters today? What matters this week? What matters this quarter? Not what should my life look like 30 years from now? That is a question. That is a luxury to ask, but it's a trap more than anything else. We need, I am suggesting, I'm advocating that you figure out what matters, because every season has a few responsibilities, a few priorities, a few actions that really will help you to advance, move the ball down the field, move the needle, whatever you like. Because most people are just wiped out because they are trying to do all of it all at once. So What are the few things that if you did them well, would make everything else easier or even irrelevant? So that's not avoidance. That's really wisdom. That's really maturity. The future isn't handled by thinking. It's handled by execution in small, repeatable units. So instead of, I need to fix my finances, think, what's good? What's one good financial decision that I could make today? Instead of, I'm going to be the best dad ever, ask, what's one moment of presence that I can spend with my kids today, or my son or my daughter today? So we need to let tomorrow belong to tomorrow. And this is what people really get wrong. I'm not talking about ignoring the future. What I am talking about is not living there emotionally. We need to make plans, but we should plan briefly. We should act deliberately, and then we should return to right now. And that's not passivity. That's discipline. So imagining the whole deal, imagining your whole life at once isn't courage. It's a fantasy. It's a control fantasy. And I get it. I want to try to look around corners. I want to try to look at it from every single angle, and I want to try to analyze and make great decisions. But it's, like I've been saying a lot lately, folly, fool's errand. It's dumb. It's not wise. And it will drive you crazy. Meaning shows up only after movement, not before. You don't need to solve your life. You can't. What you need to do is decide what matters, decide and do what must be done today, and then repeat that process for long enough to get what you want. That's how lives and everything worthwhile are built. They're built quietly, incrementally, and on purpose. So if you're feeling overwhelmed right now, here's a permission slip for you. Stop imagining your whole life at once. Pick up today and carry today well. I advocate that we give ourselves short deadlines and high expectations. Now, I've always advocated that. I've always thought that that's but I've taken to realize, or I've come to realize, that there's an additional thing that we need to add. So short deadlines, not 100 years, a quarter. High expectations. You have to be pushing yourself past what you're comfortable with. But here's the addition that I think is necessary. You have to have zero emotion about it. We need to go about the work dispassionately. We need to be joyful about it, but not super precious about it. If we're able to do those things, operate rationally, and execute on the plans that we made in the amount of time that we've given ourselves to do it, that's how we're going to find success. And the open loops, those are the killers of all of it. And if trying to figure out your entire life right now is not an open loop, I don't know what is. Though I'm fond of saying that just do it is a great slogan for selling sneakers. Terrible for most everything else, because if I don't know how to do it, I can't just do it. I can't just do my business. I can't just do fitness. I can't just do parenting. I need to give myself short deadlines, high expectations, and approach the work and the execution of what must be done dispassionately. And that's how we're going to get it done. So, how? And because I am such an advocate of having frameworks and following step-by-step processes, which are required because everything that I've been talking about is not obvious, I started this journey of, for lack of a better term, self-discovery when I was 35 years old. And sure, I've always been a thoughtful guy and thinking about the things that I want, but I was thinking about things incorrectly. And over the past 12 years, I've been trying to refine and improve and just find clarity and clarification in all of this. And I've just finished a book called The Meaningful Few. And it's obviously aligned with everything that I've been talking about because that's what's been on my mind. But it's really a framework for designing the life that you want and executing and getting the life that you actually want. So I'd love for you to check it out. There's the book that I referenced, but we also have a course. And most importantly, there is a mastermind group that will help implement everything from the book and everything from the course. So I'd love for you to check it out. It is mymeaningfulfew.com, mymeaningfulfew.com. I think it's some of the best work that I've ever done to date anyway. So thanks for listening. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.